1 year. All those colds usually come with sneezes. NPR's Nancy Shute reports that a lot more is involved with a sneeze than just spreading germs.
We all know that sneezing spreads cold viruses, but does it do any good for the person who's sneezing? Indeed, it does. The sneeze is the body's first line of defense against alien invaders, the kind that make us sick. Eli Meltzer is an allergist in San Diego. He says that germs, dust, and pollen that make their way into the nose are no match for the mighty sneeze.
It's powerful. We actually blow out the sneeze at 40 miles an hour. The discharge can go 20 feet, and it's said that 40,000 droplets can come out when you spritz with the mouth and the nose in a sneeze.
And you don't have to be in great shape to rock a powerful sneeze. That's because we sneeze pretty much on autopilot. When the nerve cells inside of the nose detect an intruder, it starts an itch. That sends a signal to the brain.
The signal to the brain causes a reflex, and that reflex goes to the face and the throat and the chest, and the person takes a deep breath because of that, and then they explode this air from their lungs through their mouth and nose.
But for many people, sneezing doesn't end their misery. Once people have a cold, sneezing is just one more symptom.
The composite of those symptoms, the itching, sneezing, runny, stuffy, makes people miserable.
And for people with allergies, sneezing can be a long-term problem.
It makes them miserable not just for a day or a moment, but often for months and years.
Also, some people sneeze when they're not sick. They sneeze when they're exposed to sunlight. Louis Potacek is a neurologist at the University of California in San Francisco. He studies epilepsy and movement disorders. He studied this sneeze reflex for clues on how genes affect the brain and nervous system.
Photic sneeze is clearly not a disease. It looks like it's genetic. It probably affects 10% of the population.
Those strange sneezers aren't alone. Other people sneeze when they eat too much, or when they eat certain foods, like mints. When we asked people in NPR, we found a lot of these sneezers.
These are the wintergreen spitting out of our vending machine.
Producer Giselle Grayson says she sneezes every time she eats mints.
Here's it right away. I think the performance anxiety is killing me. Maybe I should go buy some Altoids.
Okay, no luck there. But the music desk is Sneeze City. Stephen Thompson says mints and chocolate are a sure thing. He tries chewing minty gum.
Oh, I don't know. This. I got nothing. Seriously, mint and chocolate, always.
So, the mints didn't work for Stephen either.
You know, you could do a scientific study on people's inability to sneeze on demand.
Bob Boylan is one of those guys who sneezes in sunlight. We put him right by the window on a sunny day.
Almost. But I definitely feel inside, like, all those tingly things that happen just before you sneeze. Oh, what a letdown.
Our experiment may have failed because of a basic rule of science. Observation affects the outcome of experiments. Louis Potacek of UCSF told us one way we might have overcome that problem.
I would be willing to bet a lot of money that if you took those people and you put them in a really dark room for 2 hours and walked out into bright, bright sunlight, they would have a much, much higher likelihood of sneezing and couldn't be suppressed by feeling self-conscious.
Potacek said he'd love to be able to study these light sneezers because they might give him clues into how our eyes talk to our brains. Nancy Shute, NPR News.
And that's your health for this Monday morning.